Eidim, Psulim, Vedayonim Kserim. The Reish of our Mishnah is talking about with the Eidim Psulim and the Dayonim Kserim. Rashi says, Baal Din Poisel HaDayonim. For your Eidim, that we're talking about now in the Mishnah, where one, the Malbo, the Loiva, came and said, both are no good. He said, I have a Psulim, the Dayonim, they're no good, and I have a Psulim, your Eidim. That's what he said. He said, both are no good. And what happened was, the Nimtzu Dvar of Emes al Eidim. It came out when Bezdin checked out the Eidim, Bezdin saw that he's right, that the Eidim are Psulim. O Mishim Hochi, therefore, Mehemim Le'asilu Lagar B'dayonim. That's what the Tanakhama says, we believe the Baal Dover even to Pasul the Dayonim. It's like a Migu. Migu, the Pasli Eidim, Migu that we believe the Malva. He's never to believe the Eidim, because the Bezdin really sees that the Eidim are Psulim. I tell you, Pasli Nami Dayoni. He also have a right to Pasul the Dayonim. That's Chandra Resha. Sefer is just the opposite. The Dayonim Psulim, the Eidim Sherim. Again, where the Baldova, wherever the Loiva, the Malva said that both are Psulim, and it came out that Bezdin found out it's not true that the Yonim are really Psulim. Now about the Eidim, we're not sure. So it's the same Svara. The Migo, the Pasli Dayonim, since we see the Malva knows what he's talking about, when he said these Dayonim are Psulim, we believe him. I'll tell you, Pasli Nami Eidim. He also passes the Eidim, just like a Migo Svara. That's the Machlokes, do we hold from this Migo or not? That's the Machlokes over here. Yeah. And Rab Meir holds from the Svar of Migu, and the Rabbanin do not hold from the Svar of Migu. That's why the Rabbanin say, no, we do not believe the Malva to passel the Edim or to passel the Dayonim. This Gemara says, Maskev lo Rova. Rova is the back. Vishleim Migu to passel the Edim, passel nami Dayonim, Iko bei dini achrina. Vishleim is good, the what if the Baldover now passel the Edim. He, Bezdin admits that the Edim are Psulim. You want to tell me now in Migu that we should pass the name of the Dayonim? We believe him to say these Dayonim are Psulim. And he's not really called the Negei B'Yedis. You know why? Because even though these Dayonim are Psulim, so what? But Ika Beidini Achrini. There's another Bezdin to go to. Since there's another Bezdin to go to, so the Malva is not called the Negei B'Yedis. El Abon the Sefer. El Migu the Pasli Dayoni. Pastor Nami Edim, and it came from the Malva said he knows that both the Dayonim Absulim and the Edim Absulim. And Bezdin found true that the Dayonim Absulim. So you want to tell me now in Migu, we should also believe him to pass the Edim. Fred Gemara, why? For her Edim Suleka. If you say these Edim Absulim, there are no other Edim. So in this case, the Malva should be a Nagei of the Edis. It's Nagei of him. Like the Malva is coming and saying, I know the Loiva is Edim Absulim. So why should we believe the Malva? Even like we said before, it's talking about when the Malva came and another person also. But the Malva is a Negei of the Edim. He wants to passel the Edim that he shouldn't lose out the money. And if he passels these Edim, there are no other Edim here. So how could you believe the Malva? Tomorrow says, like Tzricha, the case is talking about the Ika Kasacheret, that there is another pair of Edim. Even though you passel these Edim, you're not called Negei B'Yedim. For tomorrow, though, Holeka Kasa Cheres Mai, what's going to be though if there are no other pair of Edim? What would you say then? Hochinamid Lemote Pasli. Then you want to tell me that they cannot passel the Edim, because then it's called Negei B'Yedim. Much as so, Hainu the Ravdimi. This is the same aloha of Ravdimi. Tomorrow says, Hainu the Ravdimi, Much as Ike Benayo Migo. Now, the meaning is, do we have this svara of migu or not? The masav ramina migu, or masav ramina migu? One says yes, we say migu, and one says no, we do not say migu. So one says, now the meaning is, do you say the svara of migu or not? Yeah. The masav ramina migu, masav ramina migu. Gufa, what we just said before, Omer Reshloka said that te kodesh yom adavazir. The Reshloka said about Rabbi Meir, is it possible that such a Kodesh, like a mouth of a Kodesh, like Rameya, could say such a thing that the Baldova should be Nema to Pasul the Edom or Pasul the Dayonim? So, Tani learned Edoi, that he meant to say, would he be Nema to Pasul the Edom? That's what he meant to say. Was it possible to say that the Baldova is Nema to Pasul the Edom? So the Moranius, not that way. Ramulula said, Haroya es Resh Lakish, the Beis HaMedrash. If somebody would see Resh Lakish in the Beis HaMedrash, Kilu Oike Horim, It's mamash yisiras lachas like it's mamash being an oikah horim. V'toichlin zebezeh, and he's arguing a lot and answering the question. Whether he's a big chorif. He's a chorif tuva. He's very strong, Rish Lakish. So Rashi learns, have a mikula Rav Meir derech hanova pekodesh. How come he would call, speak about Rav Meir pekodesh? The chutz mashkin Rish Lakish was very strong. So Rish Lakish himself was so great. How come he would talk about Rav Meir and say Lashon, he's a pekodesh? So Mara says here, Om Ravina. Ravina said, v'haloi, kol haroyi Rabbi Meir v'beis ha-medrash. Whoever would see Rabbi Meir in action in the Beis HaMedrash is Kilo Oike Hori Horim. He's like Mamish uprooting bigger mountains. The Toichnon Zebezeh, and he's also like arguing back and forth and arguing and answering back and forth. Therefore, it's not such a kasha why Rish Lakish should talk about Rabbi Meir such derech kavod to say like Tech Kaddish. Because he was really a Kaddish. Rabbi Meir was a greater. Hokikoma, this is what he meant to say. Borei kama mechavavin zeze. Like, come and see how much they love one another. Even though they're such strong people and arguing, but the mice still they love one another. And the Mara says, kiha di yosef Rebbe, like Rebbe was sitting. Hokoma, and he said, osa li hatman es atreinen. Said, oh, Balochi, now that I make hatmana on Shabbos, you can't be matman, means wrap around, wrap up something, even though it's cold. So as we hold, that the Yisra HaTzimon is only on something hot. If you have a hot pot, so you want to keep it hot, you're not allowed to wrap it up on Shabbos. That's called HaTzimon. What about to wrap up something cold to keep it cold? We hold the smutter. Rabbi hold no, he said, also LaHatman at the training. Even something that's cold, you can't make HaTzimon. Yeah. Omo Lefon of Rabbi Shema, Rabbi Yaisi. So Rabbi Shema was right in front of him. Abba Hitter LaHatman at the training. You should know, our father was master. He said you're allowed to wrap up something that's cold to keep it cold. Or Malay said back to him, Kfar Horizokin. Look, Rashi Rabbi Yossi, Dazina Basre. Rabbi Yossi ready Paskin that he was masking, that it should be mutter. So first Rab said, Yodiyasa Rebbe. When Rebbe sat down, said it's also. And then Omar Fon Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, that he said his father said it was mutter. So he was masking that it should be mutter. He accepted what Rabbi Yossi said. Omer Papa, Borei, come and see. Kama mechavavin zeze. Look how close they were one to another. The ilu Rabbi Yossi kaim. Kozman Rabbi Yossi was alive. Hoye kofef v'yoshlef le'Rebbe. He was kofef. He was sitting down like he was machnia. He lowered himself in front of Rebbe. So Rabbi Yishmob, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, Mamala Mokam Avaisav Hoya. He took over his father's place. And he also used to sit down like Mimachni himself in front of Rebbe. But the comrade still he said, Kvar Horizokan. Rebbe said that I'm being Chayza now because your father, Rabbi Yossi, passed in that way. You see, Rabbi Yossi was. Rebbe listened to Rabbi Yossi. Om Rabbi Yossiyo, my decision, what's the Pasuk say? Ve'ekach li shnei makolis. Take for me like two sticks. Li echad karosi noyim. Li echad karosi chayvlim. What does that mean? Noyim, nice and sweet. Elo tamid chacham shem Eretz Yisrael. That's the Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. Sheminimim zele ze balocha. They act very nice and sweet. One to another balocha. What chayvlim? When it says the second one was chayvlim. Elo tamid chacham shem bavol. These were the tamid chacham in bavol. Shemechavlin lezeb halacha. They used to fight more. Mechavlin Rashi says bloshen az v'chema. They used to get more angry and talk more stronger to one another. Yeah. So the Bnei Bavel used to act differently than the Talmid Chacham of Eretz Yisrael. Vayomer lai ele shnei bnei hayitzar hoimdim or shnei zaysim oleho yitzar. What does that mean? Omer Yitzchok elu Talmid Chacham of Eretz Yisrael. These are Talmid Chacham of Eretz Yisrael. Shenoichim zel lezeb halacha. They're very nice to one another in halacha. Kishem and zayis, like olive oil. O shneim zaysim aleha. What does that mean? Elo tamir chacham shem bavol. Tam chacham in bavol. Shemeruim zel zeb halacha. They're very strict, like and bitter against one another in halacha. They talk much stronger. Kizayis, like zayis, that is bitter. The esa einai the erav inai shtei shtayim noshim yotzeis. The ruach v'chafneihem olahana kunafayim. But he's the Eifa, Ben Ashram of Ben Oritz, Vyoma Lamala Khadova B, Ona Hema Malikha Sesfa,
What does it mean? I take it. Rashi state. Oh, we'll soon see. Here, Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochoi. Zu Chanufa V'Gasa Seruach. It says here the Shtei Noshim. It means these two different things that were taken up, which means Chanufas. That's when you chanfit. You try and act nice to somebody. V'Gasa Seruach, and you have holiness. She Yordu LeBavol. It went down to Bavol. For the Gemara, is this true? The gas of the ruach lebovel noch. Is it true that gas of the ruach being holiness did that come down to bovel? I've on mama. We learned asora kabin gasus yodeloilam. Like 10 barrels of gasus came down to the world. Tisha not leilam. 9 of them went to the city Elam, which is not exactly in bovel. The yachas kolelam kuloi. And 1 barrel, 1 portion went to the rest of the world. So how could you tell me that it went to bovel? Here it's mashman beaker went to Elam. Gemara says, in lebovel noches. True, it first went down to bovel, this haughtiness, Indian of gasas haruach. But v'ishtarvuvia, the ishtarvuvia of lilam. Then it rolled down from bovel down to Elam. So the mice had ended up in Elam. Dekan are being a proof also, Dekan Ami, the Siddur Pasuk says, livnois lo bayis beret shino. Shema mino. They went down to Arab blizzards of bias and beret shino. That was to bovel. So first it went down to bovel, and then from there, yeah. Rashi says, "V'loy k'siv lahem almo achas levada nisyas v'sham." Only one lived there. But gas ruach that went down, that moved down to Elam. I v'omamar simon gasas ruach anias. That a simon where there's haughtiness is that they're poor. V'anias lebovel noches, and poor came down to bovel. Tomorrow says, "No, what it means over here for simon gas ruach is anias." It doesn't really mean that they're poor, but Maya Nius, Anias Torah, means that they're poor in learning. So Rashi says, Anias Torah, the Elami, that's an Elam. And the Neo Bilam have a dechsiv, Aniisim Shinabira. The Siddur Pasuk says, Ochas Lon Katano, Vishodayim, Ein Lo. And Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Zu Elam. This goes on the city Elam. Shezoch so Lilmoid, they themselves learn Torah, Fulazoch so Lalame, they were not Zecha to teach other people. So Kitsa, they did not learn Torah. They were aneist in Torah. That's why the gas of the ruach went there. The gas of the ruach goes to a place where there's no Torah there. Now, my bovel, how do they get its name bovel? Amri Rabbi Yechanan, pelula is like mixed up, the mikra, it's mixed up with chumish, with psukim, pelula the mishnah, it's mixed up with mishnah, pelula the talmud, it's mixed up. That's what's called Talmud Bavli. It's mixed up, all three things. Talmud Bavli has mishnayisin, gemara, and mikra. And the pasuk says, "V'machashachim ha'yishivani k'misei oylam." Or Rabbi Yirmiyah, "Zu Talmudish Bovel." That's the Talmud of Bovel. Rashi noichim zem zeh v'Talmudim sofik biyodim. That they're doubtful exactly what it is. They don't know exactly the real pshat. That the Talmud Bavli mashma is a lot of sveikis, a lot of doubts. What the pshat is? So Taisa speaks out here that Pirush Ben Tam she v'Talmud shelonu our Gemara Bavli. That is the Gemara that says in Sechta Avodah Zarah that the Olam Yishalish Adam Shinoisav, a person should divide his life, 1/3 learning Mikra, learning Chumash, 1/3 learning Mishnayis, 1/3 learning Shas. He says by learning Avo Bavli you mekayim all this. Afal pikein on the current b'chol yoyim pashas atomid v'shen b'mishneiz v'mekayimim v'gosim v'mishmol yoyim v'shol shasher midus. That really we yotze this Indian by learning Talmud Bavli. Our Gemara is made up. It has Mishnayis, it has Mikra, and it has Shas. But even so, that's the minig that in the morning when we say Kabbonis, we say these things. We say the Pashas HaTomid, that's Mikra. Then we say the Mishnah Reza Mekayim, that's Mishnayis. Then we say the Brice of the Rabbi Shmuel, that's the Yotze Gemara. So Metzad HaSofik, we say all three, but really we Yotze all these things in learning our Gemara Talmud Bavli. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Oma Loi Neman Olai Abba? Two people go to a din Torah, Reuven and Shimon go to a din Torah, and Reuven says, listen, I want you to trust my father. I want my father to be one of the Dayanim. See, even though Mikra din is possible to be a Dayan, because he's your father, he's Magaya to you, he's a Korah to you. But if they both agree to take him for a Dayan, he could be a Dayan. That's called Neman Olai Abba, or else Neman Olai Avicha. One says to the other one, I'll take your father to be the Dayan. Nemanim Olai Shloisha Raya Boka. What about they say, I accept upon myself to take 3 shepherds to be the Dayanim? In other words, even though they do not know the halacha, we're like accepting upon ourselves that whatever they say, we'll listen to them. So it's like a Kabbalah, like you're being Michael, you're accepting upon yourself, whatever they say, we'll listen to them. So the shaila is, later you want to retract and say, no, I don't want to accept them anymore. So Rabbi Meir right now, Yochol Achzaboy, yes, you have a right to be Chayzer. Even though first you said you want, now you can say I don't want. But Chomer, the Chomer say, Eini Yochol Achzaboy, no, once you accept it upon yourself, you mechayv yourself to listen to what they say, you have no right to retract, you can't be Chayzer. What's going to be, Hayechayim Lechavei Reshua? Let's say you have to swear to your friend Yeshua. You were amoyed of the mikvah. You admitted half of his taina. So you have to swear to him. For your ma'aloy, the person says to you now, Dorli b'chayi rashecha. That you know what? Rashi, Dorli means Lashon Shvua, b'chayi rashecha. Like, I'll let you swear to me outside here in the street. I'm not going to take you to Bezdin to make you swear in Bezdin. I'll accept you swearing right here. Shabbi me'yiroy ma yochol achzabay. If later you change your mind and say no, I want you to come to Bezin to swear a good Shavua, you have a right to retract. Even though first you said you'll accept his Shavua here in the street, but now you retracted, you have a right to retract. The Chum say no, and Yochel Achzaboy, you can't retract. Now once you said you'll accept even the Shavua outside, that's it. You can't force him anymore to come to Bezin. Omer Rav Dimi, Bred Rav Nachman, Bred Rav Yosef, to go into Kibbul Olay, Bechad. We're talking about where you accepted your father to be one of the three Dayanim. In other words, there are two other Dayanim. You need three, so you accepted your father to be one of them. Amr Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Machloikis b'machlecho. The machloikis, if it could be chayzer or not, is in the case where you say machlecho. Rashi says, Itoive omal nitva, nemun alayaba. It means taveya, the one that's being taveya, I'm asking you. The one that's asking for the money, he says to the one that has to pay the money, I'll accept your father. Or Yavicha, if your father says like you, I'll be moichet to you the money. The case is where the one, the malva, he's the one that's saying like to the loiva, I'll accept your father. Because if your father says that you're potter, I'll be moichet you the money. That's where it's a machlokes if it could be chayzer or not. Avu b'yetim lecho, let's say the opposite way. It's the loiva, the one that's going to have to pay the money. He's the one that is accepting upon himself to take his own father or the Malva's father. In that case, the Rihakul Yochel Achzaboy, even the Rabbanon agreed that he could be Chayzer. Like, it's a question, if I have to pay or not, so I'm not Mechayv myself to pay. A Mechila, you can't be Chayzer. But to make yourself pay, there you could be Chayzer. That's what Rav Yudah Mashmul says. But Rav Yechanan says, Rav Yechanan Amar, V'yetan l'cho machlekes, no. The machlekes is betan l'cho. Where the laborer is the one that's saying, I accept your father, and if he says, I have to pay, I'll pay. And there's the machlokes that it could be chayzer or not. So Mar says, Iboilo, I have a question, of course, Rabbi Yochanan. Betan l'chol machlokes. Does he mean to say they only argue when the laborer is accepting and he may have to pay? Avo b'moch l'chol. But when the malver accepts his father or the other one's father, where there's a question of mechila, divrei hakol en yochol achzaboy, there he holds Rabbi Yochanan, everybody holds he can't be chayzer. Mechila is a good mechila. I don't know, maybe no. Bein mezu machlokes. Maybe they argue in both places whether you could retract or not. So Toshima coming here. The Yom Rav has said, machlokes betel lecho. The machlokes is when the loiver accepts upon himself one of the two fathers. Then he has to pay. Abu b'moch lecho. But when the malver accepts it, like to be Michael, divri hakel and yochel achzaboy. Everybody agrees you can't be chayzer. That's what Rav says. So it's like this. That's where they argue. So then it's good that Rava goes like Rabbi Yochanan. Rava the Yomik, Rabbi Yochanan. But Eli, if you want to tell me, they argue in both cases. If so, Rava the Yomik, who is Rava going like? This should be right according to Rabbi Yochanan. They only argue better on the Chor. But B'machlech, everybody agrees. Tomorrow says, maybe no, I'll tell you, Rava, time of the Nafshe Kamar. It's not a Bikasha. Rava could be saying his own pshat. He's also an Amoira. So it's a Machlokes Amoroyim. What's going on here? So it could be Rava saying his own pshat. There's no proof from here. Eisvei Ravacha Batachlif L'Rava. Here's the Kasha to Rava. It says, Ho Yechayiv L'Chaver Reshua. If somebody has to swear to his friend, he was a Moid B'Miktas. The Yom Malon, he said to listen, Doli B'Chayiv Reshecha, I'll let you swear outside Bezin to me. So Remeya says, Remeya Waime Yochel Achzaboy. Later, if you want to retract and say nothing doing, I want you only to swear to me in front of Bezdin. I want to have a good shu in Bezdin. I want you to swear to me in Bezdin. is you could retract. The Chomer, say, Ein yachol achzer, but no, you can't retract. That's what the Chum say. You can't retract. Now, my love, isn't this? The oison hanishboyin, we're talking about people.